What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast. And now we fast forwarded through the draft. If you want to hear everything that we talked about in between the first pick and right now, which is where we're bringing you in at the 22nd pick, which is the Minnesota Vikings. We'll say that in a minute.
And go to Facebook.
It goes Minnesota, New England, New Orleans. That's where we are right now in real time. But anyway, if you want to hear everything else, we'll publish that actually after this episode. And this episode is clearly, obviously, all about the Saints and their pick. But there is a whole lot of good, crazy stuff that goes on in the outtakes or the bonus footage that you're going to get. In the meantime, let's drop in. And right now we have with us on the show Ben, Scott, Jason, Darth Saint, James, Mike, who is also Fuck the Falcons on Twitter, Gunn, and Roy, who is the first time guest on the Dome Patrol podcast. Let's start with Ben. Ben, Dome Patrol checkpoint, what's your number?
I'm going to go with 3 now. It's 10 to 4 in the morning.
It's 10 to 4 in the morning. That's yes. Dedication. That's dedication.
It's 10 to all 4 right. In the morning. Just
you're
to watch
a 3?
Us.
And you're a 3.
Yeah, I'm not working tomorrow, so it's fun.
You're not. Okay, good. Scott, welcome to Scott. What's your number?
I say I'm about at a 2. I kind of stopped drinking. I ran out of beer, so.
That is some bullshit.
I'm about to go get another one in a minute. I'm waiting for the Saints to pick.
Scott, do I need
start.
To open my garage and grab one out of my
I might need to.
All right. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm going to go in with a 6.
Six.
Strong
very
6.
Good. Very good. Darth Saint, what's your number? You're muted.
Sorry, he's on
James,
mute.
What's your number? Darth Saint, you're not a 0. You can't go from like a 6 to a 0.
Right. You were drinking all night.
You're on mute. James, what's your number?
I am somewhere between a 5 and a 6, and I've got to be working in 4 hours.
Excellent.
Oh, he's getting fired today, yo.
Mike, working from number? Home.
Oh, there you go. Whew. Mike, what's your number?
I'm a solid 6, and I don't know what work is.
Yeah, 9, 8, 7, and it's like 6:52 where you are in the afternoon. It's wonderful. Mike?
52. Math is hard.
6, 9, 8, 7, 52, whatever. All right, you're done. What's your number?
0.0.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's sober.
We have a trade. We
at
have
least
a trade.
If you could have gone to a 0.5, that would have been great.
Justin Jefferson got picked by.
All right, Roy. Sorry,
hold on.
All right,
let's get to we still have somebody to get a number.
Roy, what's your number? Roy, real quick.
I'm only at a 5.
Roy, okay. You wake up at a 9.
All right, Roy's at a medium, a tiny little 5. What's the trade, James? Because last
the
we checked,
the Chargers
and New England.
But wait. I'm still waiting. Like the Vikings.
I'm waiting on
my
Minnesota
TV,
took
the
Jefferson. Minnesota took Jefferson.
What the fuck is happening? Why is ESPN so behind?
Minnesota took Justin Jefferson
and
Diego traded with New England.
I have to watch it through the app. Imagine how slow it is over here.
So are the Chargers going to try and steal Murray or Queen?
Wait, Scott, where are you getting this information from? The NFL.com hasn't even updated.
Ian Rappaport on Twitter's tweeted it.
Minnesota
on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Fucking Twitter. Oh, God damn it.
Right, it's already tomorrow, Claudius. Let's
go back. Fuck.
Scott's not in England.
How do teams keep trading with New England? Stop
tomorrow
trading
better.
With New England.
Scott's the Chargers are going to take Jordan Love, I reckon.
Are you kidding me? They're showing this shit.
They're taking
Herbert,
they're
showing it. They're
are they
really
showing
it.
This shit?
But wait, did the Chargers didn't take
Jason? What? Shut up, Scott. What are they showing?
They're showing
the Vikings,
Saints,
2019 wild card.
That's because the Vikings
game.
Have to make their picks, though. I haven't even seen the Vikings pick.
Cam Jordan with the Doug Funny shirt is awesome.
All right, you know what? Everybody, get over. All right, irrational LSU fans, get over it. You don't have Justin Jefferson. You don't have any Jefferson.
It wasn't about LSU. It was about him being a good wide receiver.
It's also about LSU.
The point is, you don't have him. He's off the table.
So who do you want, Queen or Murray?
I'd prefer Murray.
Present.
I wouldn't be disappointed with Queen, but I'll prefer Murray.
So who made – wait, what was the trade? The Chargers?
Chargers traded with the Patriots. New England.
Okay, so Vikings pick is going to be Jefferson. The Chargers are on the clock.
Yeah, and then it's us.
And then it's the Saints. So clearly the Saints Max, I'm sorry, but the Saints
they
did
traded.
Not trade up.
Absolutely not.
What'd you say, Max?
They did not trade up, so I'm thinking they're gonna go. They're gonna catch us off guard. It's gonna do something random.
Offensive tackle.
Gonna be a running back. Watch.
A kicker.
Offensive lineman.
Get ready for Cesar Ruiz from Michigan.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a lineman, Mike.
I think Goodell's drunk.
I just say lineman because how much everybody hated Ramchek, and he's like the greatest pick we've ever had.
Right. And you don't you need that always in life, period? Like, it's not about –
Yeah, but only because everybody hates Pete, and Pete's really not that bad.
Well, it's because if you look at the highlight reel of the playoff game this year, that Pete was a turnstile.
Yes, Pete had the worst game of his life in the worst possible position, but other than that, he was an above-average
player. Well, other than that, I mean, come on. That's when I need you. I need players that I can count
like
on.
Every league. Player in the league doesn't have a bad game. Drew Brees has had some pretty shit games, okay?
Yeah, but not at the most important point in your life.
They traded.
You not remember when Drew Brees played Seattle in Seattle? It was the worst game of his career. That was the playoffs.
It's different.
Their charges.
It's different. It's different.
How is it different when any player has
because
the worst
Drew Brees,
game in the playoff?
Because Drew Brees had a long enough career behind him. I don't know. It's just different.
Well, I mean,
I will say, if you listen to the show, we did talk about this last time we did a Saints episode.
Why would anybody listen to the show?
Yeah, shut up. The last time that it's possible that he was playing with a bit of a nagging issue. I don't want to say injury, but I mean, why? Because if he's it's uncharacteristic for him to be that bad.
Then Drew was?
And had to be. No.
Kamara?
No. Fucking.
Pete.
Yeah. If it was that uncharacteristic
really
for him to play that bad, maybe there was something that we don't know about.
When I have his worst game possible.
Yeah. How many people were at Justin Jefferson's party?
Oh, like four. Or five.
Only four or five. Yeah.
His brothers and his mom.
It's St. Rose. It can't be more than five. It's St. Rose.
Yeah. All right.
Oh God, I am so scared that the Saints are going to draft Jordan Love.
All right, I'm going. To
Pittsburgh, who is fucking nervous right now? If the Saints draft Jordan Love, it's just to trade him.
All right, who do we think it is?
It's got to be a linebacker.
Got to be either Queen or Murray.
It's definitely for the Chargers.
I would bet my house it's on Murray.
Well, it depends on. Well, I mean, the Chargers. Had
the Chargers take?
Most mock drafts had Murray going ahead of him.
Chargers pick is in. They had to have known who they want.
Yeah, the Chargers don't take a linebacker either way. They need a quarterback. They're taking a Herbert, right?
They already picked him, yeah.
They already took him. So,
oh, come on.
I mean, to move up in front of us, they had to think we were going.
Okay. Okay, I'll get it right in a second. Oh no!
I see seven people at Justin Jefferson.
Oh,
yeah, seven on Jefferson.
People at the back there, yeah.
Chargers traded there.
Chargers have drafted Kenneth Murray.
Kenneth
Murray. Right.
So if anybody's seen it on Twitter now,
all right, everybody, silent, shut their phones off.
I'm very nervous about this pick for the Saints.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not. I have full confidence and trust and faith in Jeff Ireland and his crew.
So who are we going for then?
I don't fucking know. That's their job.
So who do you want?
I want Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State.
Yeah, I'd take him now.
But I think the pick might be Jonathan Taylor.
I hope not.
Oh, that'd be horrible. That'd
Queen.
Be the worst.
It has to be
worse than Love.
It has to take Queen. We need a linebacker. It has to be Queen.
Well, if it's the running back Taylor, then Kamara's gone, right?
Kamara's gone anyway, man.
I think it's going to be Queen. But
it'll definitely be Queen. Yeah, definitely Queen.
Has to be. Yeah. And that also satisfies all the assholes.
It does, yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty good linebacker, and the LSU fans have to shut up.
Right? Right? They're still going to wear LSU shit to Saints games.
But except this year they won't. They can't because there's not going to be fans at games this year.
Oh, it's going to be so glorious. Do we trade back now, or is that not? Is that out of the question?
I wouldn't mind trading back.
I would trade back. I would absolutely trade back.
I would, but that's not what we do.
We need a linebacker. Take him right now.
Yeah, I agree.
If you could trade back and get a second round pick.
We're going to trade up and get a second round pick.
Yeah, they'll get a second round pick regardless.
Right.
Are you confident that Queen translates to NFL success? To the degree that the Saints need him to?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a linebacker. They always do.
All right, hold on. Let's see who the pick is.
Of course New England.
One thing that I don't like is they just showed Love's living
room. Yeah. I just saw that as well.
I don't like that.
It has to be. I mean, it has to be.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, who that Tennessee tight end, Queen or Love? I mean, yeah, that's what it's coming down to in the fans' mind. But you never know.
Six people at Kenneth Murray's house.
Okay, so he's doing all right.
Please do not draft Jordan Love.
Yeah, no Love, no Jordan Love.
I agree.
Definitely not Jordan Love.
How are we gonna if we do draft him, look, how are we gonna try and spin him?
I just hope it's some player we've never even heard of. Like, whoever heard of Ryan Ramczyk?
That's who it's gonna be.
I hope it's somebody.
You know what's crazy? It's not gonna be Queen. We're all about to be pissed.
It's not Queen. It's not Queen.
We are all about to be pissed.
I hope it's not Love. It's probably gonna be somebody that's not on your radar whatsoever.
Cesar Ruiz, Michigan center. There you go.
Please don't.
There's my call.
Oh God, no! Please.
I've heard him because he can play guard. Can't he?
It has to be. If it's not Queen, we're all going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed.
I'm not. I mean,
I don't want Queen.
I don't either.
Well, who do you want?
I mean,
I want to trade back and get more picks.
I would love that, but that's not what we do. That's not what we do. I'd love it too. I would trade back and get Christian Fulton.
I would trade back first and foremost.
Who?
Oh, shit.
Said that? Oh no, that sounds like Saints.
She knows. She knows. She knows Saints fans are going to be pissed.
What about T. Higgins from Clemson?
Player we've never heard
I thought about that. T. Higgins from Clemson.
T. Higgins from Clemson.
I like T. Higgins. I said T. Higgins at the start of the broadcast tonight.
You got that wide receiver
tonight. I said T. Higgins at the start of the broadcast tonight. He's got size. He's got speed.
You know, I got the tape. I'll be able to tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
This is gonna be interesting. If they trade back, if not that they will, but if they did trade back, we have to stay on the podcast for another hour.
Murray and Queen is pretty one for one. They gotta take Queen right here.
Have to, right?
Ben and James want to go to bed. They don't want him to trade back.
So I'm here till pick 32 now, to be fair.
I'm going to watch this shit.
Oh, boy.
I will say this has to be one of the best draft experiences you've ever been involved in, right?
All right, so no one's announcing the pick, right? We're going to keep it quiet?
Keep it quiet.
No one's announcing the pick.
Until when, though?
I'm going to wait until my TV screen says it. I feel like Scott's been ahead the whole time.
When he goes on TV.
Hey, Craig Bourne's watching. He says, who that?
We're going to wait till the TV, right?
Yeah. Till TV.
We're definitely wait till my TV. Yeah.
Nobody's announcing it.
Right, but my point is.
Wait till everybody's TV.
That's the impressive part. My TV is probably behind y'all's
Mine's
TV.
Mine's behind like a little bit.
Never been so scared but about the Saints drafting a quarterback.
What's the reason to wait?
As is normal in this country, when the Saints draft pick's coming through, we've gone to an advert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't matter in your country. What's the reason to wait?
Or our country.
So we can all get it at the same time, Jeff. So we're not getting it ahead.
You're getting it ahead of me.
What?
If more people
you're
react.
You're still getting it ahead of me.
No, because I've been reading off of Twitter.
Okay. I just get it ahead of the first time you.
What do you think's in the burger?
Stay off of Twitter. Let's hear it all together.
Yes. Even if my TV is like 5 seconds or 10 seconds behind,
mine's way delayed, so I'll be learning it from you guys.
I'm on ESPN. I see a Sprint commercial.
Fuck.
So everywhere, guys, it's not just the UK. Everywhere they go to an advert before the Saints make their pick, because the NFL doesn't care.
Even if we had the number one pick, they'd do it.
Mm-hmm. This is a prime spot to trade.
Yeah,
back.
They do like the national anthem.
It is a prime trade back spot.
I agree. I would like to do that, but we don't trade back. I'd like to.
We don't, but this is the time to do it right now.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. We should trade back.
I
heard that.
I'm stressed watching this. I can't.
You like that?
They should call the Houston Texans. Their coach and GM is really dumb. And just take
maybe
advantage.
Maybe we can trade back and get Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, maybe
right? Exactly. Watson. Maybe give us Deshaun Watson for our first round.
Right. Sure. Yeah, we'll give you a first and a what? Fifth.
I'll give you two slaps across your fucking mouth because I like you. How's that?
And Bill O'Brien is like, yes, I'll take it.
I'll take it.
I knew that was on the charger. Mom's going up on there. Her side.
Oh, holy go. Shit, here we go.
Oh, y'all need to go. On. Y'all need kicking? To go right now.
God's kicking the family out.
I'm yes. scared. Like the clock is drifting down. We're definitely trying to make a trade. The clock is
it's a true fan experience.
I've seen the pick. I've seen it. I've seen
no,
it.
Why? No. Why? Dan, what do you mean why? You see the pick? What are you looking at?
I'm not saying.
How would you have seen that? Why are you?
What did you do, Ray?
Why are you looking? Jason. Why are you looking? Stop. Jason. You should have just looked at the ceiling.
It's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
You should put your phone down because somebody might text you. That's
oh,
also
Jesus.
Looking.
I saw the pic too. I mean, in fairness, he's 6 hours ahead. But Scott, you have no excuse.
Hold on. Here's what I don't like. The people that have seen the pic, their reaction isn't excitement. It's,
well, we're not going to get all one spontaneous reaction because
God,
you know, we weren't capable.
Oh, my God.
They don't like the pic. If they, the fact that they're the way they're reacting, they don't like the pick.
Why did y'all do that? Why did
the
you
the reaction
look at
it? To me says Jordan Love, but I don't know. Anybody to nod
because I don't want to
clearly
don't want to be surprised.
We clearly didn't draft
Jonathan
Green
Taylor.
Based on
what's the difference, Jason? If you're surprised by the screen you're looking at or the guy that's in your ear,
but the pick is in. The pick appears to be in.
I don't know. Sean Payton just looks so old.
He does look
Jason,
old.
Jason, I'm going Jonathan Taylor
because he just fought the coronavirus.
No.
Josie doesn't like the pick.
Oh my God! Nobody likes.
Oh,
the pick.
Oh God!
You know, in my experience, though, when the fans don't like the pick, it usually works out.
Remember how Ramchick worked? Everybody hated Ramchick pick.
Right? Yeah, because you know what? What the fuck do you?
This guy is a fucking
fan.
Pro Bowler.
Oh my God!
It's just a fan.
Let's see.
You don't
Let's
know what,
see what
they
it's
know.
Gonna be.
I don't, but I see Sean Payton on his couch. God, he looks like us.
None of us.
He looks like us.
look at this.
You
look
said he
Connor.
Looks like us. Gun. Sean Payton looks
he's
like us.
He's drinking a Diet Coke, or he's drinking a Coke, straight Coke, like, regular Coke.
He looks like you.
Oh my God.
I'm nervous. Y'all have made me even more nervous.
I am incredibly nervous.
The people that know. The people
I hated
that know
everything
have
about
made
this.
Have made
I
this
loved
worse
everything
than
about
is.
This call until about 3 minutes ago.
What's
and I hate everything
nervous,
about this call.
Like, you don't even
I,
know.
Nice Jordans. Sean Payton's wearing some nice Jordans.
I hate the reaction. I hate that you're putting this.
I mean, I agree. I don't know. I'm also a six. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
Jason, let me bring you back to center. You're also the guy that for the last 10 years on this podcast has said, don't put too much of yourself into what the picks are because you don't know how these guys are going to pan out. You don't know what the evaluation is. You don't know anything. You got to let them get on this team, practice with the team, go through the preseason. You don't know.
I will be interested. I will be interested to hear.
Here's Goodell. Goodell.
I will be interested to hear Max's analysis. You're right, Jeff. You're right.
They're making the pick. I want to hear Max's analysis after this too.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh God, that's terrible. But not Max's analysis.
Did I not say about ten minutes ago? Cesar Ruiz, Michigan. Did I not say it?
He did say it 10 minutes ago.
It's a good pick.
He did say it.
Who do we pick?
Cesar Ruiz, center, Michigan.
So you're looking at either him or.
But wait, the TV isn't.
Either Ruiz or McCoy is going to be your right guard. And you're probably going to move on from Larry Warford tomorrow.
Wolford will be gone.
A center?
Wow. No, he's just center.
Okay. Renee's like, Cesar, okay.
Listen to Max. Listen.
Center slash guard. And you're probably going to move on from Larry Warford tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, okay.
Get off the contract.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Dude, I would bet money right now.
Wow.
So we draft the center, what, 2 years in a row?
Yep.
Well, Max, I guess that boy Wolf is pissed, huh, Max?
Yeah, but how versatile is Cesar Ruiz? In fact, like if somebody gets hurt, like or somebody doesn't play well, like they, I don't know, on their feet, could Ruiz step in and play any offensive line position?
Fuck, he is starting week one regardless. He's starting week one somewhere.
How many family members does he have?
Three. Guard or center.
Don't look at the mirror. The mirror doesn't count.
I see four.
That's doubling up. Okay. The mirror doesn't count.
So, Max, you think he'll play guard?
I think either he or McCoy is going to play guard.
And then the other one plays center.
The other one's going to play center. The other flag into Warford's spot.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I don't know. Like, all right, let's kind of go round robin a little bit. Very short. Do you like or dislike the pick? And one sentence why. Ben, start with you. Do you like this pick, dislike this pick, and why?
I think it's just a sensible pick. Coming to the draft, they said that there's only about 21 players that actually have first-round talent there.
All right.
It's going to be – obviously, we're going to look to move on from Warford. We've heard things that Warford isn't the best worker in the team. And Peyton's actually not that big of a fan of him. So it doesn't actually surprise me seeing him getting moved on. So, no, I think it's not a sexy pick, but it's a pick that will potentially prove up good like Ramchek.
All right. Scott, you like it? You dislike it? And why?
I don't know right now. And I honestly think that it will be a pick kind of like the Ramchek pick where we will look back in 3 or 4 years and be like, that was a great pick. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't know enough about the guy and what he's done, but if they got him rated, I got to trust them. I got to trust Loomis and I got to trust Peyton. They know what they're doing.
All right, Jason, do you like it? You dislike it? And why?
I mean, I feel like I can't say, look, it's not sexy. I wanted a linebacker because I know we need a linebacker, but if the Saints offensive line is good, then this team will be good. So
we don't have a mobile quarterback anymore. They got to protect Breach.
Well, it's you know what though? I kind of laugh at it because I laugh at the fact that all the LSU fans are going to be pissed that we didn't take Queen here and we took him.
I'm an LSU fan and I'm not pissed.
I look, I'm an LSU fan too, and I'm just like I just think
Scott's an irrational LSU fan and he's not pissed.
There's not many of those around, but look.
That's all we talked about for the last 20 minutes. Mike, pissed? I mean, happy, pissed, happy, what?
I mean, I'm unhappy because it's putting too much stock in Anzalone being healthy, but if he stays healthy, then this is a great pick.
Oh, yeah. All right, Gunn.
We picked the center first last year, right? In the second round?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they signed a center last year in free agency prior to that draft.
But he was more of a guard,
right? And then we've drafted a center in the first round this year, and then Pete got re-signed. We re-signed Pete, and I firmly believe that Andrus Pete is the reason why we lost the wild card game to the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know, man. It's hard to say these guys aren't doing a good job because they've assembled a fantastic roster of talent. But the fact of the matter is, your first pick the last two seasons, you drafted a center and you signed a premium free agent center in the offseason last year. Obviously, it sounds like the offensive line is a priority to them. And if the Saints don't have a good offensive line, then everything else falls apart. We're taking a lot of shots. We're emptying the magazine in order to hit the target as it relates to acquiring interior offensive line talent.
Well, you trust in the skill positions that you have. You're just trying to create the infrastructure to allow them to succeed. Max, what do you think?
You want to build a strong offensive line. It makes sense to pick, I think. It's just like the Ramchek pick. We're going to look back in a year or 2 years and go, fuck, that was a good pick. But the guy's going to come in and say,
James, Max, both of you, like, what does the pick say about what the Saints' vision is? Like, what
it tells
clear,
me
this
that
is a statement.
Warford is not going to be on the team in week one.
Especially since like Easton
is gone.
That's why I was surprised that we re-signed Pete, because to me, like, Easton came in and played fairly well, and you paid him a lot of money last year. That's why I was kind of surprised to get that. But now, if we were to cut Warford because he's been kind of injury prone, like, I get it, but man.
The Niners just traded the Vikings and selected Ayuk. Yeah.
That was my guy.
Gentlemen, right, I've got to bow out. But
all right, Gunn.
All right, Gunn.
Being a part of it. Yeah, no picks, for picks tomorrow. Do we have second round draft pick?
We don't as of now, but I gotta think.
We will definitely have a second round pick tomorrow.
Yeah, like we're definitely trading in the second round.
We don't traditionally have a second round draft pick. By the night. Thank you so much.
As is, of course, the prediction. Good to have you.
All right. Man.
So look, what I'm gonna say, this is a vote of confidence in Taysom Hill, because you're fortifying the offensive line, you're loading it up at this point, right? So next year, we know Drew Brees is gonna play this season.
Right.
Done. Next year, offensive line is fucking loaded. You got Michael Thomas. You got Alvin Kamara as of right now.
Well,
you got Emmanuel Sanders. You're going to pick a wide receiver, hopefully, in the second or third, if you trade up into second or not, whatever. But fortifying the offensive line says Taysom Hill, like, they're going to beef it up and let him run the offense the way.
I agree. Max, I'm glad you said that, because that was my thought. Was this isn't just a pick. This isn't a win now pick. This is an investment in the future pick.
Right.
That they're looking beyond Breeze.
So our offensive line now is
– and I think that's a smart thing to do. Sorry, James, go on.
Ramchek
line is the base of your whole operation.
Yeah.
Ramchek is 25. McCoy is 22. Ruiz is 22. Pete is
Armstead's
26.
Armstead's only like 28.
Armstead's 28. Yeah. So –
put it up, man. Know,
well, that, I mean, a good offense. I mean,
it has been the staple.
We're not revealing
of, like,
some secret. At the end of the day, the game is won and lost in the trenches. The Saints are building out an infrastructure that they can then, when Drew Brees leaves, when we need to bring in skill position players, we can because we've got these young guys now who will be middle aged at the time or even still young, relatively speaking. I think this is genius. I mean, this is smart. This is building this is not a win now thing. This is a win, be competitive. It's not a win.
I mean, it's be good now, but also not, you know, like, fuck yourself for the future.
Yeah. It's not a sexy pick. None of us are excited about it, but we can all acknowledge that in one or two years, we're going to go, fuck, that was a good pick.
Right, like I just got a text from my dad. Why do we pick a center? I'm like,
I'm the guy who gets excited about stuff like this because I understand the value of that. That what this says is the Saints are confident in the skill positions they have, because a lot of these skill positions, especially on the offense, let's be honest with you, with the exception of maybe a little Jordan, are all good enough to win a Super Bowl.
But it's also not all the offense. Like,
but they're not good enough if they're being – you snap the ball and 2 seconds later, somebody's in Drew Brees' face.
To be fair, the position that let us down in that last playoff game was the offensive line.
I mean,
this
look, I'm not –
smart pick. I mean, you want to beef up your defense, great. But
no, I think the key is, like, we – you know – as much as I would love Anzalone to be healthy, you talked about that. Like, that is – like, he is the – it's crazy to think Anzalone is probably the most important person on the roster, because if he's healthy, like, boom, that's where we are. But history says he won't be, and that's where we're going to fall.
So, there's a magnet. Has Anzalone ever played a full season?
Maybe high school? High school?
Oh, God.
He did his first 2 years at Florida. He did his last 2 years at Florida.
Now, I will say, like, in 18, he played, like, 14?
13.
Is it too late? I mean, guys, don't forget, we got other picks. I mean, and the Saints are really good historically in getting –
that's what I was about to say. Like, this is just one pick. Just because we didn't draft a linebacker now doesn't mean we can't draft one
who's going to make a difference. I am confident in thinking, like, we're going to find a receiver later in this draft this year that'll contribute.
And a linebacker.
I don't know, man. We could have done pretty well.
Yeah, you're not going to find a linebacker that's first-round talent. Like, the drop-off between first round and the third round is severe. But with wide receiver, it's not quite as steep.
Right. That's like, we can find a receiver. I don't know that we can't find a linebacker that can come in and –
Yeah, you're not going to replace Queen by a guy that you get in the third round. But you can replace a wide receiver who's going to get a 24 in
this
the third
also,
round.
This also might say how much they actually do value Peyton Ellis potentially as well.
You might be right. Where's Roy when we need him? This boy.
Craig Bourne says, I trust in Peyton. And Adam Gross says, you win games by controlling the line of scrimmage. And I mean, yeah, like I said, these are not trade secrets. These are well-known facts.
Also, like, everybody's taking this one game that Pete had and making it his whole career. Pete's had a really good career. He had one shitty game.
Dude, at the Pete worst had possible time.
That's fine, but that happens to players all the time.
Well, I don't want players who choke at the most important moment. I want players who rise up to the occasion.
His entire career. I'm not trying to like crucify the guy over one game. Maybe he learned from this game. Maybe he is a shitty player.
Marcus Williams learned from his game.
Well, but here's the thing with Pete though. Like we signed him to an extension. Like he's not going anywhere. Like we are stuck with Pete. Whatever happens with Pete,
there's an out after 2 years. You can cut him after 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, you can,
So we're stuck with him for a while.
Well, like, no.
Right. So, nobody cut him. But at the same time, I'm not going to fucking just ride with the guy. I mean, if you choke at the most important moment in your career, I might give you a second chance, but let me finish. You choke at the most important point in your career, I'll give you a second chance. Oh, he quit? Oh, no, there you go.
No, he's right here.
I'll give you a second chance, guy. But I'm not going to just, like, put nothing behind you in case you do choke. I'm going to learn. Fool me once, shame on you. As George Bush said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, don't fool me again.
Fool me
twice,
like, wouldn't be prudent.
Very famous saying.
Yeah, ride the horse. We're going to ride the horse.
No, I mean, but yeah, I get the pick, and why not? Like, why not double down, reinforce?
Yeah, I don't hate
because
the
they do know that without Drew, Drew Brees will make an offensive line look better than they are. But
the only thing is, we only have one more year. Brees,
right? Taysom Hill's not making this offensive line look better than they are.
But he might. We don't know.
Dolphins trade their pick to the Packers.
Okay, Jason, you're going to bank your multi-billion dollar Super Bowl franchise on Taysom Hill might? Or are you going to protect Taysom Hill? Or whoever the quarterback is?
No.
It won't be Taysom Hill.
No, I'm okay. The offensive line pick, when people started floating that around, it's like, man, I don't like it. I would rather have a receiver or a linebacker. By the end of the day, this position is important, and that's what makes this offense run.
Right.
I don't love it. I'm not excited. Like, if we would have drafted Patrick Queen, I'm like, fuck, I'm excited. This dude's a playmaker. We need a line. And look, we still need a linebacker.
And what's ironic is you sat there before the pick for 15, 20 minutes talking about irrational LSU fans. And by not being excited about a pick or whatever, you sound like irrational Saints fans that you only would have been excited if they would have picked a flashy player.
No, that's not what I said.
Started with a linebacker or a wide receiver, but I don't hate an offensive lineman.
Right, an offensive line is a good position to pick. Like, I'm okay with that.
Right, but you're not excited because it's not a skill position.
Okay, it's not sexy, but
Pete had his worst game ever, so we have to replace the lineman. Like, we were still a 13-win team. Like, it's not like they accidentally won 13 goddamn games. Like,
he's not replacing Pete.
Thank you, Ben.
That we needed a wide receiver.
Nobody said they picked him to replace Pete, or they picked him because Pete did bad. You said that.
Well, we paid Pete. He's not going anywhere.
Exactly. Right?
He's not replacing Pete.
He's coming in to play.
You're saying it's
no. Apparently, he's going to come in and replace. Apparently, we're going to cut Warford because he's going to come in. He's got to play.
Hey, what about trading him?
Here we go. Warford is going to get traded, and I reckon that Ruiz will go to center.
Green Bay just took Jordan Love.
What?
Good. Fuck Aaron Rodgers. That's fantastic.
Wow. Oh. Chris, has there ever been a more overrated player in the NFL?
What, Aaron Rodgers? No,
yeah,
never.
No.
Never. He's the most overrated player ever.
That pick is the greatest thing that could ever happen in this draft was the Green Bay Packers taking a quarterback.
Why?
That's awesome. Because fuck Aaron Rodgers.
That's shocking.
That's awesome.
I want to know what Max thinks because he sounds like Kenny Albert, so his opinion matters more.
Oh.
Dude, Jordan Love sucks. This guy's not worth a first round pick.
No, not at all.
And- yeah, everybody hears Kenny Albert talking.
That's weird.
I am not as good as my brother. Yes.
No, they're drafting Rodgers' replacement already.
Holy shit, they took Jordan Love. That is all, you know, because you know what that means? Like, now Aaron Rodgers is like, well, fuck this. Fuck Green Bay. Fuck this. I love it. I love turmoil in Green Bay.
He'll be in LA with the Chargers by the end of next year.
Hey, if the Saints want to trade for Aaron Rodgers,
no.
Do you think they did that to trade him?
Stop it.
I agree, but fuck, if you can get him next year.
Would you take Aaron Rodgers after Drew Brees for 2 years?
No. Nope.
Fuck yes. I would. Nope. As much as I hate Aaron Rodgers, I would.
I would too. I would absolutely take Aaron Rodgers. So, and Max, what do you think? Would you take Aaron Rodgers after Drew Brees retires for whatever he's got left?
Unmuted before you answer, Max. Tank?
No shit.
I mean, because Max loves players, not teams.
I like college players.
I mean, I hate Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a dick. I hate Aaron Rodgers. But if we can get him for two or three years.
What kind of contract are we talking?
Jason, what's your number at the moment?
Let's call it.
I'm going to go ahead and say seven.
You're on the twilight of your career. A Mickey Loomis contract. Mickey Loomis.
Is Aaron Rodgers on the twilight of his career,
like
though?
A contract?
He's like, he's what, like 30, what? Probably like 37, 38?
Seven?
Two years. If Drew Brees retires after this season.
After this year.
Aaron Rodgers for the next 2 years? You can think for the next 3 years?
2 years, absolutely.
Three?
Yes. I would take him for the next three. Fuck it. Even though he's a dick, I'd take him.
Not even in question.
Yeah, it's one thing is that he's a dick. It's another thing that he's our dick.
It's the
same thing that we say about Sean Payton. You know what? If Sean Payton was not the Saints coach, we would all hate him. We would hate him with a passion.
He'd be Sean McVay.
Dick. And give me Aaron Rodgers for 3 years. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Not even a question.
What could Sean Payton do with Aaron Rodgers?
Everything, but if he had to choose, right?
Right. Just remember the Packers.
He would turn him from the most overrated quarterback to the most appropriately rated quarterback.
So here you go.
Or underrated, like Drew Brees,
Aaron Rodgers.
Roger Goodell would make sure of that.
Wait. So everybody, shush. Ben, what?
When the Packers drafted Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre was 35, and now they've drafted Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers is 35.
Oh,
yeah.
So they might do a whole little I'll sit on the sidelines for the next 3 years thing, huh?
Maybe that's what Jordan Love needs.
Yeah, I mean, Favre went to where?
What that means is that Aaron Rodgers will be the Vikings quarterback in 2 years.
Oh, I love all these people just slagging Aaron Rodgers up on Twitter now. It's fantastic.
You know what? I just love the fact that Green Bay took a quarterback this early, which means there's going to be there's going to be unrest in Green Bay, and I love it.
Unrest. Unruly unrest.
Unrest. I love it. I love it. Wow. He's just like it's going to be like in Boogie Nights when Dirk Diggler was there and
are we going to see Aaron Rodgers' dick?
And they brought in Johnny Doe. He's like, hey, man, I'm Johnny Doe. You're Aaron Dirk Diggler Rodgers. And he's like, yeah, fuck you.
Martin Warford saved $7 million against the cap, by the way.
Who's out there who we can get? Oh, nah, you can't.
Wow.
Cut Warford, Clowney.
Yeah, Clowney hasn't signed with anybody yet, right?
Jameis Winston.
Are we just saying names now?
How much will Clowney cost in a 1 year deal, do you reckon?
Antonio Brown.
A lot. Yeah, a lot.
Randy Moss.
We don't have that cap space.
Randy Moss. Yeah.
Right.
Jim Brown.
Dude,
Ten years from now, look at him. He's so excited. Is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL.
He's so excited to go to the Packers franchise. I want the cameras on Aaron Rodgers right now.
I do too. Right? He's probably throwing shit.
I want to see Aaron, what Aaron
Rodgers is like. He's gonna need to spend bar insurance.
No, right?
No,
he's busy banging Danica Patrick.
Right?
I mean, who was the last quarterback they drafted when they said that Aaron Rodgers was a bad teammate? He wouldn't teach the quarterback nothing.
Jeff Brohm. They drafted Jeff Brohm. Remember the guy from the quarterback from Louisville, Jeff Brohm?
Yeah, and they said he was a bad teammate and shit because he wouldn't tell them nothing. And then he talked about how good of a teammate Brett Favre was. And
oh, right. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ed, you're saying that Aaron Rodgers is very much like Tom Brady.
Other than
they're both white and play quarterback, and they're right-handed. That's the limit of my comparison.
Of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? No, I'm talking about how neither one of them wants to help their backup.
I mean, nobody wants to teach their replacement to be their job.
Drew Brees seems like he's a pretty
They never drafted a guy that was that good.
Look at the guys he's working with.
Right? Right?
Isn't that Tom Brady's MO? Like he ships Jimmy Garoppolo out because
Garoppolo. Do you really think Garoppolo? Classic Jeff.
He ships him out. He ships him out because he showed a few little signs of maybe something. Yeah, I like Garoppolo. That's the Adam Sandler reference.
So who the Seahawks gonna go?
that's the problem. Like the Queen's gonna go to a good defensive team and.
The Seahawks in Baltimore.
Or Baltimore,
yeah.
He's gonna go to Baltimore. Yeah.
Or the Seahawks are going to pick him right here.
Fucking Seattle. God damn it, Mike.
Queen and KJ Wright with Bobby Wagner. Shit, that's good, huh?
Oh, God, that is scary good.
I mean,
y'all doing this tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we probably should. Like, the Saints are going to trade up in the second round tomorrow. I think we should.
Yeah, the Saints. Tomorrow. I won't bet my life.
Well, tomorrow is 2-3, so.
Yeah,
tomorrow is 2-3.
The key is, can they trade a future second, move the second, and keep their third? That's the key.
Absolutely.
Trade 2 fourths for a second.
All right, Scott, shoot me a text tomorrow, man. I'm going to jump on.
All right, brother.
All right, bro. See y'all later.
All right. Thanks for being on. The guy, you were on for 3 hours.
Nice to speak to you.
It's different to see Max's face.
Right?
Ooh, another linebacker goes before Patrick Queen.
Jordan Stack Bourne or Wilson?
Brooks.
I don't care.
Oh, Jalen Brooks. Yeah.
Brooks.
Wow.
So he's going to go to Baltimore.
So, yeah, Baltimore will be crying out for Queen.
Yeah, don't forget that the Saints are fucking crazy. They might trade up and get him at 28.
I'm watching, hoping, like, kind of expecting them to trade back into the first round.
I don't expect the first round trade.
But I also don't put it past them.
I definitely think that, like, there's a second round trade. 100%, they're trading in the second round.
I agree. Or like, they trade back into the first.
If they trade back in right now and pick Patrick Queen, I'd fucking shit myself.
If they won't. No,
legit. I will realize, like, there's a kid on me right now wearing a diaper. We will both have shit in our pants.
Yeah.
I really want to go to bed, but I just want to see the end of this draft now.
Right? But basically,
who goes to bed after breakfast?
You're telling me that our podcast episode after the Saints make their pick includes a little bit of fighting over the position. And then half the people dropping off because they either are tired or ready to go to bed.
And the other half shitting themselves when they get back in the first.
It's 25-5.
No. You guys, I get. I get.
I literally need to be logged on and working in 2 hours and 20 minutes.
It's only 8:30 on a Thursday night here.
I mean, at this point, you're sticking around because you want to see who Baltimore, Tennessee, Miami, Minnesota, and Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm staying till the end.
I'm really hoping the Saints try back into the first round.
I would love it.
No way it happens.
Yeah, no way. So I would say you could probably stop.
We don't have a need to.
Right. I would say you could definitely stop recording. But
did we not say that 2 years ago when they took Davenport in the first?
We got Queen still out there.
They traded back in for Davenport, or did they trade?
They
up
did. No, they traded into it, but they also.
Oh, but they traded like for the pick right after their pick, right?
No.
No, they gave up 2 firsts for Davenport.
Yeah. They gave up their first and next year's first.
Yeah.
To get him. That's what 2 we didn't have first. A first last year.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
I mean, I guess we'll see.
It's still not.
I like Davenport, but fuck, stay healthy.
So I don't know where you guys are at in the draft, but the Seahawks just made their pick on TV on mine.
Yeah.
Jordan Brooks.
Right.
Okay.
Again, I don't have cable. I like everything on the internet.
Luis of PFS, second highest graded pass.
I mean, I'd love to trade in here, but I feel like, and part of it is, you know, trade in at the end of the first, get that fifth year option for the rookie if he pans out. I mean, that works out a lot, but it's going to take a lot with no second round pick. It's going to take a lot to move up to the first.
It'll cost
round.
Next year's first. Think we do it'll it. Cost next year's yeah. first.
But all right, but
for that, all right. Fine, let's get some final thoughts then before we close out for the.
How are you going to have final thoughts?
We still got picks.
Oh, I thought Jason said we should close out the show here.
Yeah, recording.
Yes. It must be Renee telling him that.
No. Oh. Well, she's right
Mike,
there.
Mike, it is 8:30 for you. It's 10:30 for us.
Right?
I mean, it's 6:28 for everybody.
It's 5:30 in the morning for them.
I think what he said was to stop recording but keep talking afterwards. Right. I think that's what he meant.
Which means we need to record an outro.
I mean, look, I don't anticipate us trading up to the end of the first round. So
final thoughts for the episode. Final thoughts for the podcast episode.
Ruiz isn't sexy, but fuck. We hated Ryan Ramczyk, so I would have rather taken Queen because we need a linebacker.
I am surprised at let me interrupt because I feel like everybody's going to have the same. Does everybody share the same general feeling?
I haven't checked Twitter since
Twitter doesn't decide how you feel. Okay,
I know, but I also haven't checked it since we made the pick. I just know a lot of people are going to be pissed off, but I haven't.
Okay, I'm glad you haven't checked Twitter because this is your feeling. That's the whole point. It's not about your feeling based on how Twitter told you to feel. Right. It's your feeling right now.
Okay. I'll say this.
You're not in love with the pick. I got you.
Okay. No. Hold on. It's not that I'm not like I wanted a linebacker, but that draft. You know, the pick of a strong offensive lineman. I'm not angry with it because I know how important that is to how the Saints offense runs, but I would have rather a linebacker. But
okay. So anybody else? Same opinion, different opinion? Anybody have a different opinion than that?
It's boring. Oh. It's a boring pick. It's a sensible pick, but in a year's time, we could have by far the best offensive line in the league, and I think that would be huge.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything?
We had the best offensive line in the league when we won the Super Bowl, and I think that's the formula they're going with. I'd have preferred a linebacker. Also, Aaron Rodgers will be a Bronco by the end of the year.
That's awesome. That's a key part of the whole first round of the draft. Aaron Rodgers is pissed.
Aaron Rodgers ending up on the Patriots.
Oh fuck! No.
Ooh. Yeah, sorry to put that there.
why would you do Broncos. That?
He will not be a Packer by the start of the 2022 season.
2022. Good 2021, for you,
sorry. Sorry,
2021. I could say 2021.
2021.
Aaron Rodgers will not play for the Packers in 2035.
The Baltimore Ravens take Patrick Queen.
2021, he will not be a Packer. He might be this year, okay. But he'll be a Bronco.
All right, going back to the Saints. Anybody feel differently than anything that's been shared? Anybody get to add to anything been shared about the pick?
It is Reuben Foster, Ryan Ramczyk, part two.
And it's still hard to be mad about that.
I remember that. I wondered him. I'm going, obviously, but it didn't work out.
In what way?
But we
were all after Reuben Foster, weren't we, in that draft?
Well, the Saints
we were,
and
it didn't work out. So what is your comp for this year?
Yeah.
Queen.
So what's your link?
Well, yeah.
I think he's sleep deprived.
The fans didn't get what they wanted. But it doesn't mean it's not going to be a good
right. I get you.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be. I got there eventually.
All right. So
it's Thursday night. My wife is drunk. This is awesome.
What?
This is awesome.
You know what?
This is awesome.
I didn't think about this, but I just read it, and it kind of makes sense with the amount of injuries that the offensive line for the Saints have had over the past few seasons.
Yeah.
Plus, moving to a 17-game season.
Oh. Yeah, but that's kind of
a Bill Hader Dateline NBC meme.
I mean, just give him, you know, like we said, give him some depth, give him some young players that could come in.
I just feel like it puts a lot of weight on the health of Anzalone. And if he stays healthy and
Mike,
someday.
We have more picks.
We do?
We have more picks.
Come on,
Jeff. Oh, you're not looking, Jeff.
No, hold on. No, Jeff. Why did
they're showing Patrick Queen's house and his gymnast girlfriend.
So he's clearly being drafted by the Ravens, but that's not the point. Like, I think Mike was making a good point.
He's not the only freaking linebacker in the draft, and in
that's not what we're talking about, dickhead.
He's the only linebacker we was going to take in the first round. And as long
in
as
the first
stays
round.
Healthy, and Anzalone stays healthy, then I think this is a great pick. It just puts a lot of weight on their shoulders.
If Anzalone
stays healthy, then this pick is phenomenal.
Right, I'm sorry, but a third-round linebacker – is just as who plays for all the season 17 games is just as good as Anzalone. He plays for 3 games.
Okay, but we're also not talking about that. That's not what we're talking about, right? We're talking about it's a third round linebacker better than a first round linebacker and Patrick Queen. Right. We're not talking about Anzalone right now. We're talking about
the season.
Right, we're talking about why didn't we take Queen? Like, is Queen better than what we could get later?
I understand what you're saying.
But are you really?
Apparently, Jeff Ireland knows better than you. And I trust
Jeff Ireland is putting the weight of those guys staying healthy.
Jeff Ireland definitely knows better than me.
Jeff Ireland knows a ton of shit I don't know.
He definitely knows more than me.
So I'm not going to sit here and second guess Jeff Ireland's choice.
Okay, no, but we're saying
Jeff Ireland has earned the right.
Yes, 100%.
To stop second guessing his pick.
100%, but that's not what we're saying. 100%, but that's not what we're saying.
This podcast.
Right. But also,
I'll
thinking, look.
I'll call his ass right now.
I mean, look, if
do it. Do it. Get Courtney.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's busy. He's busy.
Oh, God. Right.
Tomorrow.
But I mean,
he's not busy till tomorrow night.
Right. No, he needs to be more busy tomorrow night. But I mean, that's the whole point. Like, if Anzalone is healthy, then yes, we are fine.
Not just Anzalone, though. Anzalone and Kiko Alonso.
Kiko Alonso might not even be healthy when the season starts. That's part of the problem.
All right, I get the Anzalone scare because he's never been healthy.
And that's what you said. So how do you not want a linebacker?
Can I finish?
No.
I get the Anzalone thing. Kiko Alonso, you don't know that he's got like this. He's always going to be injured like Anzalone is. So, yes, they're banking on the fact that their linebackers are going to be healthy because they do believe they have talented linebackers who can play this game. What they need is depth in the offensive line. Not, again, like we said earlier, it doesn't have to do just with this year. It has to do with after Drew Brees retires, you need to make an average quarterback look better than he is.
They might draft that guy next year.
Huh?
They get a draft next year, too.
Yeah. And you're going to have to spend some picks on offensive linemen there as well.
Right, so why not take the linebacker?
Right, which is what we talked about. Like, we know, like, this is Drew Brees' last year. Like, let's go all out, get the linebacker that we need now, get the offensive lineman next year.
If he gets hurt, it doesn't matter.
Maybe they know something.
Well, if he gets hurt, we're fucked anyway.
Maybe they know something you don't know, and that's Drew Brees is literally one blow away from turning into dust. Maybe he's not that kind of blow, Scott. Maybe
what does that even fucking mean? If Drew Brees goes down, we're fucked. Yes, we're fucked.
So protect him at all costs.
Or why not just get to the point where we only give up 9 points a game? Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
That's not realistic. That is not as easy as throwing up 30 points a game.
Okay, but we don't even throw 30 points a game anymore.
We're closer to giving up
because we didn't have Cesar.
Just won 35.
Now that we have Cesar,
I don't know.
We got a guy that can put the ball between his legs and give it to Drew.
I mean, look.
I don't know this guy, but what I would imagine is that the reason they picked him is because he can play more than just center.
Okay, which is fine, but we're also look. This is Drew Brees' last year as a Saint. This is acknowledged. Like this is it. If you want to make a run at the fucking Super Bowl, okay, it's ghost years.
Stop it, Jeff. Stop it.
Right. Stop it. Like this is it. Like, we need, like, if you, a good offensive lineman, which, yes, we need, or a linebacker that we also need.
Oh, we lost him.
What is going to help us more this year when there's no fans in the stands? A linebacker.
When there's no fans in the stands?
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen. Like, this is it.
0% chance of that. This is it. Jason. 0%.
Yes. No, this is good. No, we're having all games. Right. Well,
So we said, okay. So talk about that for a second. I know we said we were into the show, but this is a very interesting conversation, which we've had a couple of times on the last couple of episodes. Mike, I don't know if you listened, because you may not.
Of course I listen. I'm a loyal fan.
Well, right? I know, but you don't like Scott. So what I wonder.
He also didn't like Damon either.
Yeah.
What I want to like know. Scott, I hated Damon. It's different. And to be all fair, right. I like Scott. I just hate his Twitter.
Oh, all right.
Oh, so, shit. Listen, wow.
To, oh, James and Ben. Twitter. Wow. That's what it does, all your little Trump support shit. All right, so listen. Here's the deal. Scott believes that the NFL will, in fact, play games with half their fans. In fans. I say that.
No, that's not what I said, Jeff. What I said was they will start with zero fans.
Inflammatory situations in order to create beautiful, dramatic television.
I just think it's funny. Like, I can't, like Ben's getting ready to pass out.
I know. They're both sleeping.
They will start with no fans in the stands, and I don't think they will go from zero to sellout crowds. I think they will.
Is anybody watching the TV and looking what's behind Mike Vrabel on the TV?
No, no one's watching. Who's that ginger with the 50?
what the hell is that behind him?
Wait, who's the guy on the left? It looks like a nun.
You've distracted it. So Scott says he believes that we'll go from zero fans to half the fans and eventually get to all the fans. My argument is,
I think it'll be a gradual increase.
There's no point in doing a gradual increase. You either go from, you can play zero or you can play all. There's no in between.
I think they'll go all of them from the get-go.
Ooh, that's a third position that we never thought.
They reckon the Premier League over here, you're not going to have fans until January.
In January?
Yeah, next year.
Why?
Social distancing. They're going to keep social distancing here until Christmas.
Yeah, but Americans are stupid. And the NFL is the biggest business in this country. We're going to go all the fans starting in August. It's going to happen. At worst, they'll postpone the season to get all the fans in the stadium.
No, we're going to have the game start to get the games going for TV money. I don't think there's any way. I don't think I go to a Saints game this year.
Okay, let me ask you a question here then. Right now. They're having conversations about opening things up now.
Because it's Georgia, they also lost the 28-3 Super Bowl.
To be fair, Washington's also talking about having a slow opening or a soft opening starting in 2 weeks.
That's what even Louisiana today was even talking about. Like, we're already. It's only, April 23rd, and we thought we'd be in quarantine till May 30th, and they're already talking about opening things up and letting people go and just, you know what, everybody?
We've talked
just
about
basically
May
4th go fuck
forever.
Yourself. Because you know why I think they're talking about opening things up again? Is because even with the quarantine, so many people have been like, yeah, I'm going to still go to Lowe's or Home Depot. And if you've ever been to a Lowe's and Home Depot parking lot during quarantine, it's packed more than the Superdome parking lot at 12 o'clock on a Sunday.
They just let 100 people in at a time.
That's true.
But you can't do it at a stadium. Like, you can't, because even if you limit half, it's like, okay, yeah, you got to sit three seats away. A, who's going to enforce that? B, you still got to go to the bathroom and go to concessions.
Mm. Also, you got to realize as well, I think it's the mayor of New York.
You can't control any of that shit. That's why, like,
they're going to let everybody in.
They're going to have the games. They're just going to be no fans.
They're talking about New York and LA. They're saying that they're not going to have any sports at all played with fans.
Yeah, you're not going to hear me. I mean, they're going to have the games because they need the TV money. There's going to be no fans in the stands for the entire season.
Who is that dude with number 50 behind Mike Vrabel? That's freaking me out.
Joe Exotic lookalike. younger version.
Maybe it's him. It's the Tiger King.
I will bet anybody right now $100 that they start the NFL with full fans in a stadium.
No way. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I'll bet you right now. There's no way we're gonna have no.
I'll
fans.
Take that bet right now.
There's no way we're gonna have fans in the stands. There's no way. Yes. I'll pay you whatever.
Hold on. We didn't talk about the fact that I'm bothered by the fact that Baltimore got Patrick Queen.
Yeah, we're too busy.
At least they're in the AFC.
How are you gonna get a Patrick Queen? But Joe Burrow showdown.
It's classic Baltimore defense strength, man.
Okay, yes, that's fine. We don't have to play him until the Super Bowl, if that. So whatever.
All of a sudden, Patrick Queen was important.
Yeah.
Right? He loves Patrick Queen now. He didn't like him when we took Carlos Ruiz.
It's just, you know, no. Let me back up. Let me reevaluate my.
Oh, shit. Let him reevaluate his.
You know what?
Scale.
I am happy for Patrick Queen that he got to go to Baltimore, who is known
for having a strong defense,
and now he gets to thrive in an environment that values good defense.
They're known for having good linebackers that murder people.
Ooh.
But Mike, the important part of your sentence is good linebackers.
That murder people.
I said good linebackers.
And I said
they're
that murder
to play football people. For the NFL. Right, but it's all about money. It has nothing. Yeah, no, we're talking about Patrick Queen. He may murder somebody at some point. That's fine. Because he's at Baltimore, and that's just what Baltimore
is. I will say the good thing is at least he didn't end up in Atlanta.
Oh, they would have wasted his career anyway. It's behind
they
you.
Would have, but
the only way you can throw my face is behind you.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So for the show's sake, I say, has everybody gotten through their points? You all feel like this is a. I don't even know how to describe it other than that you feel like this is a. It's a safe pick. It's an okay pick.
It's a solid pick. It's just not
an exciting pick. It's not sexy. It's not flashy.
I hate that word. Sexy.
I'm ready for us to trade into the second round.
To be honest, I just hate that word. Whatever.
It's not flashy.
Okay. It's not a flashy pick. And to be honest, I think that's why it's a good pick. It's because we live in a world where flashy, if it ain't flashy, it ain't good. And this is going to prove to be a good pick.
I think it's hysterical.
You say that on one hand, but on the other hand, did you think that Pete was a sexy pick? Did you think Pete was a good pick because he wasn't sexy?
No.
Yeah, he wasn't a good pick, and we kind of knew that, and here we are.
No, but what are you trying to say?
I mean, you hate the pick of Pete, but he also wasn't sexy.
I didn't say I hate the pick of Pete.
Jeff probably did like the pick of Pete. Just knowing Jeff, he probably liked
the pick of Pete. I didn't
like y'all hearing y'all say pick of Pete.
But I just like the fact that like we're sitting here now discussing what happened in the draft.
I trust
Ben and Ben and James are here in like 3 o'clock in the morning. We're like, holy shit!
3 o'clock in the morning. It's 5 o'clock in the morning now.
5 o'clock.
Right.
We're
5 o'clock in the morning. We're like, hey, we took an offensive lineman.
You know what we are?
You guys are still here.
At this point, we're white noise for them.
I'm going to bed now.
Yes, right. You should.
Good night, James. I'm going to end the show. Man. That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and thanking for you for what it is.
For being here.
About the Dome Patrol United podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Like us on YouTube to watch live broadcasts. Or listen to us as an alternative to your podcast app.
You sound drunk.
And if you don't, the kid crying in the background is distracting me. And if you don't want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, there's Dome Patrol podcast.
Dak him.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Ruiz, not the boxer donkeys.
We still got two picks to get back in this.
Good night, Houdat Nation.
Latest.